从一节经文到下一节经文那样去学习。
So last week when we finished, there was a question.
上个星期当我们结束的时候呢，有一个问题。
And that question was on the verse we were finishing last week. So we're going to proceed now to answer the question and to bring us up to speed on the theme that we're following in these books.
上星期呢，我们学到了呢，就是在问题是在我们结束的那一段上出现的问题，所以我们现在呢，来开始回答那个问题，然后再继续开始我们学习的主题。
All right, the theme is this, that the message of the gospel went to the city of Thessalonica. Many people believed in the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以这个主题是这样的，那个神的福音呢传到了帖撒罗尼迦，所以很多人相信了主耶稣基督为他们的个人救主。
But the problem was that the people around them did not like it. And so the Thessalonian Christians, though new to the faith, were persecuted very severely.
因为问题是呢，他们周围的人呢，并不喜欢他们。他们提出人家是刚信主的，所以这个时候他们马上就遭受到了周围人的迫害。
And so the story of First Thessalonians is that the apostle, was encouraged by the stand that the Christians took.
因为在这里呢，那个使徒保罗他们是让那些在迫害中坚持住的那些提索罗尼迦人鼓励了他们。
But he basically said to them, I want to give you more hope, but the fact is that the persecution you are in may not go away immediately, so you need some other hope.
对的，实际上呢，使徒保罗跟他们说呢，我会给你们一些盼望。盼望呢，就是你现在所遭受的迫害不会就马上消失，你可能需要更多的盼望。
And so the hope is really what we would call the hope of eternal life.
这个盼望呢，我们基本上是称为那个永生的盼望。
And some things in life are difficult. What is the solution? And the best solution is a better life, a new life, an eternal life.
有时候在你人生中呢出现一些麻烦和问题，那解决方案是什么？解决方案是更好的人生，或者就是说永生。
And so the books of 1st and 2nd Thessalonians talk about what's going to happen at the end of this life and into the next life.
在那个帖撒罗尼迦前书的你讲的呢，是在今生是什么，然后在永生你是什么。
And in particular, in chapter 4, we learn that the Lord Jesus Christ one day is going to come down from heaven. He's going to call us when he's up in the air. And all the Christians who are alive are going to rise to meet him in the air and go back with him into heaven.
这个盼望呢，就是在帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章讲到的，就是有一天主耶稣会来，但是他会停留在空中。空中的时候，把那个时候当时还活着的基督徒呢，提到空中去跟他相会。
At the same time, all the Christians who have lived earlier and died will rise from the dead, and they will go back with those of us who are alive into heaven.We'll all go together.
另外一个呢，就是已经为在主里面死了的、去世了的基督徒，他们也会复活，复活然后也在天上和那些活着基督徒一起，和主耶稣基督一起回到天堂。
And after that, then there will be much judgment on the world because the people left in the world will have rejected the Lord Jesus Christ.In all his love and grace and wisdom and mercy, they said, no, we don't want you. And he'll say, all right, I'll have to bring the punishment that is just for such folly.
在那个时候呢，基督徒走了以后，在地球上的
All right, now verse 23 of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. I guess I missed out one key element. Go ahead.
因为呢，这个弟兄们加强书第五章的第二三节，他说他可能搞错了一个非常关键的因素。
That is that the power that we need in the meantime is the power of prayer, and that's what the last half of chapter 5 is all about. God will hear and answer prayer to protect the people who are persecuted now.
因为在这个里面呢，主要的我们需要祷告的力量，祷告的力量呢，是我们向神祷告，然后在我们遭受到迫害的时候。
And so verse 23 says, then the very God, I guess I'm reading the wrong translation for you. Just give me a moment to find it. Could you read 23, Roy, in Chinese, and then I will read it in English.
Okay. 他要找到他那个正确的译本跟你们一样的，我来先用中文给大家读一下。 弟兄们家前书第五章第二十三节，愿赐平安的神亲自使你们全然成圣，愿你们的灵与魂与身子得蒙保守，在我们主耶稣基督降临的时候完全无可指摘。All right,
it says, may God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
你刚才我读的就是他读的。
And the the fact is that Sharon's question is, how can we be blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ?
所以呢，这里上一次那个Sharon的问题呢，就是当主耶稣再来的时候，我们怎么可能无可指摘？
Okay, Sharon would argue like this. She would say, when I became a Christian, all my sins were forgiven.
所以Sharon的逻辑是这样的，当我们成为基督徒的时候， 我们所有的罪都被赦免了。But
then she would say, but since then, I have not completely stopped sinning.
然后她说呢，从那时候开始呢，并没有完全停止犯罪。She
would sometimes say, I'm not perfect. Sometimes I say things I shouldn't. Sometimes I think things I shouldn't. Sometimes I even do things I shouldn't. I'm a Christian. Jesus saved me and forgave me, but I'm not perfect.
基本上说呢，我并不完美，因为有时候呢，我说一些我不该说的话，我想一些我不该想的事儿，甚至我做一些不该做的事儿，因为所以主耶稣呢，他救了我们，所以我不应该像那样去做那样的事儿，所以我不是完美的。
So she says, how can I be blameless if I'm not perfect?
她的意思就是，如果说我不完美，那我怎么可能无可指摘了？So
the question is, what does the word blameless imply?
问题就是这个无可指摘或者无可指责，这个是怎么去应用？
And the word blameless does not mean perfect, because if you go through the Bible, both in the New Testament and in the Old Testament, you will find many people who trusted in God, but afterwards they were not perfect.
完美呢，无可指摘并不是完美。如果你走通读整个圣经，你看到很多人，他们相信了主以后呢，他们并不是完美。
But they were blameless in this sense, that having sinned, they repented of the sin. They turned away from that sin. They said, Lord, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that. I shouldn't have thought that. I apologize. And they get right with God, and therefore their character, their condition carries on.
这个里面无可指摘的意思呢，就是当人犯了错以后，他来到神面前忏悔，他跟神说呢，主啊，我不应该那么去说，我不应该那么去想，我不应该那么去做，然后他们在神面前忏悔了，改正了，然后继续他们的基督徒人生，这个意义上来说是无可指摘的。So
you can imagine two sons, and they both do something wrong at the same time, and their father says, that was very wrong.
你去想象一下，如果有两个儿子，他们两个人都犯了错，那个主，他的父亲说，你们两个都做错了事儿，做得非常错。And
one son says, I'm sorry, Daddy, I shouldn't have done that. I apologize. Please forgive me. I am sorry.
其中一个人说呢，对不起，父亲，我不该那么做，我也不该那么说，我非常的抱歉。
And the other son doesn't apologize. He may very well laugh. He say, if I do it again, I'll try not to get caught. But he's not. He doesn't apologize. Which of the two is blameless?
另外一个呢，他甚至他就不说对不起，也不忏悔，甚至在心里偷笑说，下次我做坏事的时候，我让你抓住就行了。你说呢？其中哪一个是不可指摘的？
And the father would blame the unrepentant, rebellious son, but wouldn't necessarily blame the other son, because boys often do things that are not perfect.
因为父亲呢，他会指摘那个不忏悔的儿子，因为他不会去指责那个已经忏悔的儿子，因为孩子通常会干一些蠢事。
So verse 23 says, you pray, and your prayer will be heard by God. You pray that you will be blameless until the day of the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't continue in sin. Don't say my sin isn't that bad. When you do something wrong, confess it, turn from it, and you will be blameless.
祷告的时候呢，你就一直每次犯错呢，你就祷告，请求神的原谅，直到主耶稣来的时候，你是无可指摘的。所以这个事情就是说，你要祷告，要忏悔。每次你做错了事儿，你不要去干别的，你就要去祷告忏悔。All right,
now verse 25 goes on. It says, brothers, pray for us.
第25节说呢，请弟兄们为我们祷告。
We've just spent a lot of time from verse 16, excuse me, down to the end of the chapter, learning about prayer. And Paul says, now you know about prayer, pray for us.
第25节一直到这一章的最后的结尾都是教我们怎么去学习祷告。所以使徒保罗说，现在你们知道怎么祷告，所以为我们祷告。
There are many things that we should pray for. Paul says, I've taught you all about prayer. Now, pray for me.
因为我们有很多事需要祷告，所以使徒保罗说，我教会了你们祷告，现在你们为我们祷告。And
it's our great privilege to pray for one another.
也都是我们的荣幸和特权，互相祷告。And
so, often when I, especially when I can't sleep at night, I just go over all of you. I try to remember you, and I pray for each one of you. And I find that's a good time. It's a happy time in the night. I don't worry. I just pray. Now, you do the same. And periodically, I'll meet you, and you'll say, you know, I was praying for you today. I was praying for you last night. Thank you very much.
因为他说这个呢是一个很好的一件事儿。通常呢是他在晚上睡不着觉的时候，他就会起来， 把这个祷告的名单拿出来，他就挨个的祷告，祷告完了以后，他觉得这是一个很好的时间，是一个很快乐的时间，他为你们祷告，为我们在座每一个人祷告，所以经常我们碰在一起的时候呢，我碰到你们说，哎呀，我昨天为你祷告了，我今天为你祷告了，我非常谢谢你们，我们要互相祷告。
And verse 26 says, greet all the brothers with a holy kiss.
第二个就是说，与众弟兄亲嘴问安。
Now, my problem is that I don't know what a holy kiss is.
因为我的问题呢，我不知道这个圣洁的亲吻是什么意思。
It doesn't really matter that much in the days of COVID-19 because we couldn't do that anyway.
所以呢，在我们目前这个疫情期间尤其不重要，因为我们不可能那么去做。
But that doesn't mean that I can't love you and you can't love me.
但那并不意味着我爱你们，你们爱我。
And we reach out in our affection one to the other. We do love one another.
因为我们实际上呢，把我们的爱呢都放出去，我们知道我们自己互相爱着。
So we try to maintain a relationship of close affection for one another. It's wonderful.
因为我们经常呢，我们是尝试着让大家非常有一个亲密的感情，让大家互相爱，这是非常美妙的一件事。
Now verse 27 says, I charge you before the Lord to have this letter read to all the brothers.
第二七节说，我指着主嘱咐你们要把这信念给众弟兄听。
Why is 1 Thessalonians in the Bible?
为什么要提斯罗尼前书在圣经里面？
It was written to people who lived in Asia, in Greece, many, many years ago. Why do we have it in our Bible?
这封信是写给当时在亚细亚、在希腊的那些人的。但是为什么今天我们仍然读到它在圣经里面呢？
Is it an historical accident?
这是一个历史上的一个失误吗？
Is it somebody's presumption to put it in the Bible?
是有些人他假设这个要放在圣经里吗？
It's delightful. Here we have this marvelous principle. It was written by Paul to the Thessalonians, but it's written for all the brothers.
所以这个呢是一个非常惊奇的，令人惊奇的一个原则，虽然是使徒保罗写给当时提斯罗尼家人，但是写给所有的弟兄姊妹。
That's the same principle that the Lord enunciates in Matthew chapter 28.
这也是同样的一个原则，主耶稣基督在马太福音第八章里清晰的说明的。
He says, you go into all the world and preach the gospel and teach them all things that I have taught you.
主耶稣基督说，你们去到整个世界上去教导他们我教导你们的那些事。
So the message of the Bible is from God to the writers, from the writers to the immediate audience, from the immediate audience to all the other people in the world, the brothers and those who should become brothers.
这就是圣经整个呢，就是神通过那个代笔的人写给当时所听到的人，也是再写给整个世界的弟兄姊妹和写给那些将要成为弟兄姊妹的人。
And so the Lord Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
主耶稣基督说呢，人不应该只靠粮食而活着，是要靠着每一个字从神嘴里说出来的。
And so does the Bible apply to us? Yes.
圣经在我们身上也可以应用吗? 是的。
Are we responsible for what it says? Yes.
我们对圣经说的, 每一句话我们要去有我们该有的回应吗? 是的。
And when we stand on judgment day, what will we be judged by?
当我们站在那个审判日的时候, 我们应该被什么审判呢?
And the answer is it will be the Bible, and the Bible will be open in the courtroom on judgment day when you stand before God and God judges you. When I stand before God and God judges me, everyone's going to be judged by the same book, the Bible.
答案呢就是圣经。圣经当我们所有的人站在那个审判的法庭上的时候，你我站在那里时候，都会被圣经打开，按照圣经来审判你。你也要用一本圣经，我也要同样一本圣经。
Now there's a sense in which that's a bit of a scary responsibility we've got.
因为这里呢，就是说我们还是我们有我们的责任是要负的。But
the other side of it is verse 28 is also for everybody.
因为这个呢，第28节呢，也是写给每个人的。
And it says, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. If the judgment is for everybody, the grace of God is also for everybody.
如果呢,审判是对每一个人的,那么说神的恩典呢,也是对每一个人的。
Okay, there are lots of things about the Bible that are kind of scary. But there are more things about the Bible that are absolutely wonderful. And the summary of the wonderful things goes like this. The fact of the grace of God is such that it renders all the scary things not really scary at all, because God is so good, the grace of God is available for everybody.
实际上呢，在圣经里这些奇妙的事情呢，就是说呢，实际上神的恩典足够去覆盖那些在圣经里写下的让你害怕的事儿。神的恩典实际上是施给每一个人的。
And so I've told you before, one of the things that amazes me most about the stories of the Bible is that when the Lord Jesus or others do a great, compassionate miracle, not everybody says, me too.
因为在我在读圣经的时候，很多事情让我感到害怕的是，让我感到那个的是当时，主耶稣基督施行了很多神迹的时候，那些不是说每一个看到他施行神迹的人都说要把神迹也施到我身上。And
if the Lord Jesus, if I were there when the Lord Jesus was feeding the 5,000, I think I would have said, I'm hungry too. Would you please give me some of those loaves and some of the fish? And if I had been sick at the pool of Bethesda, when the Lord Jesus healed the man who hadn't walked, I think I would have said, Lord, I'm in the next bed. Would you heal me too?
因为如果说我在那个比士大的那个池边看到主耶稣治好了那个瘫子的时候，我会跟说主啊，我也需要治。And
sometimes I've been in hospital, and I've been praying for my friend in hospital when there's more than one person in the room.
有时候呢，我在医院里，我就为我的朋友祷告。实际上，在那个病房里有更多的人在那里。
And when I'm finished, sometimes I hear the man in the next bed say, if you're finished praying for him, would you now come to my bed and pray for me too?
有时候呢，当我结束的为我的朋友祷告以后呢，在隔壁床的一个人说，如果你祷告完了，你可不可以来到我这里为我也祷告一下？
Well, that makes wonderful sense, doesn't it?
这个是非常的有道理的，是不是？
Yeah, and I just will tell you the one other story. But, Harold Budd used to be in our assembly. He died maybe 10 years ago. And he was a wonderful man. I went to visit him at Blenheim Lodge when he was very sick.
我告诉你们另外一个故事，那个人叫那个 Harold Budd， 跟他的名字是一样的，但是姓不一样。他是从前呢，我们教会的一个长老，他十年前就去世了，是在那个伯利和那个老人院里去世的。
The first time I went to see him, the man in the next bed said, "You're talking too loud."
第一次我去看 Harry Bond 的时候呢，他旁边床上那个人说，你说话的声音太大了。
When I read the Bible, he said, "You're still too loud."
当跟读圣经的时候，他说你的声音仍然太吵了。
So anyway, I was trying to be quiet, but I said goodbye to him, and over the few weeks, I went often to visit Harold, and when I went, the other man listened.
因为当我就试着把声音放小一点，然后我就很多次去看望那个 Harry Potter， 然后每次我都读圣经，很多次以后我又去那个人跟我说。
After about 3 weeks, as I was speaking to Harold, the man in the other bed said, "Speak up, I can't hear you."
当几个星期以后呢，我再去跟 Harold 讲话的读圣经的时候，隔壁床那个人说，声音放大一点，我听不到你说话。
And after a while, that man asked the Lord Jesus Christ to be his savior too.
所以隔了一段时间以后呢，那个人呢，他祈求了主耶稣基督为他的救主。
Who gets the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ?
谁呢？能够获得主耶稣基督的恩典呢？
Answer, it's available for all. Any who believe him will get it.
所以答案是呢，对任何一个相信他的人都是开放的，每个人都可以得到。
All right, so that's 1 Corinthians. Are there any questions now? Before we get to 2 Thessalonians, not Corinthians, 2 Thessalonians. Any questions on 1 Thessalonians?
因为我们读完了提斯罗尼迦前书，在我们学习提斯罗尼迦后书的时候，任何人有任何问题，现在可以提出来。
All right, the second book is very like the first book. And it takes the great themes of the first book and adds to them. So it's not a big change of logic. It's just more on the same logic flow.
与提斯罗尼迦后书那个提斯罗尼迦前书的逻辑基本上是一样的，是相似的，只是把更多的好的东西加到提斯罗尼迦前书里面去。它的逻辑是不变的，不是新的东西。
So verse 1 reads, Paul, Silas, and Timothy, to the church of the Thessalonians in God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
第一节是保罗、希拉、提摩太写信给提斯罗尼迦在神我们的父与主耶稣基督的教会里。
So written by the same people, Paul was the main author, but Silas and Timothy worked with him in the great work of God.
因为写信其实是一个同样的人的，保罗是主写的，希拉和提摩太是帮助保罗在做神的工。
But interesting, Silas and Timothy were similar but different.
非常有趣的呢，希拉和提摩太呢，他们有相同之处，但他们也有不同的之处。
They were similar in that they loved the Lord Jesus Christ and were happy to work and work hard with Paul in his missionary activity.
他们相似之处呢，他们都爱主，他们都在帮助 使徒保罗在他们的宣教传教的过程中去帮助他做主的工。
But they were different in this respect, in that Silas was a Gentile, and Timothy was a Jew.
他们不同的之处呢，是在那个希拉呢是个外邦人，提摩太呢是个犹太人。
So they both came to the Lord Jesus Christ, but from very different backgrounds.
因为主要说他们都两个人都来到主耶稣这里，但是他们有不同的背景。
Timothy's mother and grandmother had taught him much of the Bible from the very beginning when he was a boy.
提摩太是个男孩的时候，他妈妈和他的奶奶呢，一直告诉他，圣经从最开始就开始讲。
Silas probably knew nothing of the Bible until he heard Paul preach or one of the others preach in the Gentile countries, and then he trusted the Lord too.
希拉呢，他可能就是说，在保罗和或者保罗其他的人在给外邦人传福音之前，他从来没有听到过福音。他可能是在保罗在外邦传福音的时候听了以后才信的主。
So that would have been of great encouragement to the Thessalonians because they came, most of them came from a Greek background. Some of them probably were Jewish, but they both came.To know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior.
因为希拉呢，可能是对当时提斯门家人的一个极大的鼓励，因为提斯门尼家的大多数人，他们是希腊人，或者是外邦人，或者是犹太人，但是他们所有的人都信了主，都一起。
And then verse 2 says, Grace and peace to you from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
第二节说呢，愿恩惠平安从父神和主耶稣基督归于你们。
His book, the first book, ends with him saying, "The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you." Now his second book begins with the same theme, "Grace be to you."
实际上呢，在帖撒罗尼前书开始的时候和帖撒罗尼迦后书开始的时候，他们是相同的，都说愿恩惠归于你们。
Our God is full of grace. That's grace is giving to us things that are far better than we deserve.
所以我们的神呢是有丰丰富富的恩典，是他给我们的恩典呢是远远超过我们所配得的。
Well, frankly, I kind of like that.
所以呢，坦率的时候，我非常喜欢这样。
And I wasn't very old when I realized.That God had been very gracious to me and was continuing to give me all kinds of things that were far better than I deserved.
一到我还年轻的时候，我意识到呢，神给我的丰丰富的恩典，随着时间推移呢，然后我知道神已经给了我更多的我配得的恩典。
And now Paul is going to get into the same theme that he was on in the first book. In verse 3, he says, We ought always to thank God for you, brothers, and rightly so, because your faith is growing more and more, and your love to every one of you has, sorry, and the love every one of you has for each other is increasing. Therefore, among God's churches, we boast about your perseverance and faith in all the persecutions and trials you are enduring.
实际上保罗呢，他开始了和提摩太家前书同样的逻辑，在第三节里说呢，弟兄们，我们该为你们常常感谢神，这本是合宜的，因为你们的信心格外增长，而且你们众人彼此相爱的心也都充足，甚至我们在神的各教会里为你们夸口，都因你们所受的一切的逼迫患难中仍旧曾忍耐和信心。
Now that's always very interesting because he doesn't say, I want you to remember that you used to be suffering persecution, but now of course all your persecution's over and you just say, la-di-da, everything's wonderful every day.
因为这里是非常有趣的呢，就是说，使徒保罗说呢，我 不是说让你们记得你们曾经受过的迫害，然后呢是这所有的迫害过去以后呢，你们每个人都可以放松说得力得力的。
They were distressed because of the problems they had in the first chapter. Now they're still distressed by the problems they've got in this second book.
因为他们在受苦，在以前，在第一就是前书讲到他们受苦，但是在就是后书呢，他们仍然在受苦之中。
So what's the point of praying?
现在祷告的点是什么？
They had all kinds of persecution. They probably prayed about that. And persecution didn't go away. Here they are, carrying on, second book, same problem.
因为他们实际上他们可能为他们所受的迫害祷告，他们祷告呢，想让那个神移去那一祷告。那他们祷告完了以后呢，那个迫害还在。到了天主人在后世给他们写信的时候，他们仍然在遭受迫害。
So what's the problem?
问题是什么呢?
Well, the problem simply is this. God didn't save us in order to solve all of the little difficulties we have down here. He saved us to help us, but not to deliver us from all the problems.
因为这个问题就是这样的。神拯救了我们。救了我们以后，并不是把我们从我们现在今生的所有的问题都从里面拯救出来。他拯救了我们，虽然我们有问题，但是他会在我们的麻烦和问题中、患难中呢帮助我们。
How big is God?
神有多大
？He's big enough in order to solve our problems and take us out of them if He wants to.Or he's big enough to keep us in them if that's his better will.
所以呢，神呢，他足够的大到一个什么程度呢？他可以把我们从我们现在的苦难中救出来。但另外呢，他也可以说把你仍然留在你的问题里。如果他认为神的旨意让你留在你的问题中更好的话。
Some people say, I got lots of problems. I think God would have been far better if he'd saved me and taken me to heaven the next day, and I would have been away from all my problems.
有人说呢，我如果神能够这么做，那就更好了，因为我现在有很多问题。如果他今天救了我，明天就把我带到天堂，我就逃出了我所有的问题。
God says, no, I got a far better plan for you than that.
神说呢，我有一个更好的计划。
And so we read here that in the midst of these problems, verse 3 says, your faith is growing more and more.
因为我们在第三节里读到的说呢，因此你们的信心就格外的增长。
Is that important?
这个很重要吗?
Here's two Christians. One's got a little faith.And the other's got lots of faith. Which one is the better Christian?
你这里有两个基督徒，一个呢只有一点点信心，另外一个呢有更多的信心，这哪一个是好的基督徒？
Well, be far better to have lots of faith, wouldn't it?
那远远的好过，就是如果你有更多的信心。
Are you going to get and prove lots of faith?
你怎么得到和证明你有更多的信心？
There's going to be some difficulties along the way.That will encourage you to believe God even more when you don't get all you really want.
实际上呢，就是说在你人生路上有很多的麻烦和困难，就是当你得不到你真的想要的东西的时候，你仍然相信神。
That's what the teaching in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, sorry, 5,On prayer is all about the Lord wants to bless us by giving us what we want and by not giving us what we want.
实际上呢，这个呢，就是在提斯顿节全书四章五章的教导我们的，就是说我们是要在困难中神会赐福给我们，他会给我们需要的，并不是给我们想要的。
Verse 4, therefore, among God's churches, we boast about your perseverance and faith, your suffering, persecution, and trials that you're enduring. That's what we're boasting about.
所以第四节说呢,
what was their greatness? Their greatness was that they kept on believing in the Lord in spite of the fact that they still had lots of problems.
所以他们的伟大就是在什么呢? 在他们仍然有很多的麻烦和困难的时候,
Paul said, now, there's lots of people in lots of places. I'm not going to tell you about them. I'm going to tell you about the Thessalonians. These people are outstanding. They've got big problems, and they keep on believing in the Lord Jesus. They keep on loving. They keep on encouraging one another. They keep on serving the Lord, even though they got big problems.
使徒保罗说呢，我有很多事要告诉你们，我有很多事要夸口，但是我要对这些托帖色罗尼迦的人说，我说他们呢，在他们的患难和他们的困苦中，他们仍然的相信主，他们仍然互相鼓励，仍然互相爱，尽管他们有那么多如此多的麻烦和问题，他们仍然信主。Now,
there are many Christians in China.
因为在中国呢，有很多基督徒。
I don't really know much about them. I know some of you, but I don't know much about the other Christians in China. But I hear about some of them who really do love the Lord Jesus. I hear about some of them who love the Lord Jesus so much, they get up in the morning and pray for an hour or two or 3 hours every day. Is that good or bad?
这是好还是坏?
Well, the answer is that's pretty good.
答案是这太好了。
So my question now is, when I pray for China, what do I pray?
所以我的问题呢,就是说,当我为中国祷告的时候,我应该怎么祷告?
Well, I could say, Lord, take away all the persecution for the Christians in China. I could say that, I could pray that. Would that be good?
我可以这样说,我说呢,主啊,请把所有的在中国的基督徒的麻烦都拿走,我可以这样祷告,这好吗?
Well, in part it might be good, but you know, on the other hand, it might not be that good because some of them may say, I don't have to get up in the morning anymore early. Everything's just fine. I'm just going to sleep in. But if you under persecution, you may very well say, I've got to get up every morning and pray.
因为实际上呢，我如果从那么祷告，可能有一点点好处，但是呢，实际上呢，也没有那么好。为什么呢？因为如果真主真的把他们麻烦都拉走了，那些人呢，他就不会每天早上起来祷告了，他就不会每天像那样持续的祷告。如果说你在受迫害的过程中，你不每天坚持祷告，那不是一件好事。So
there was a man came to the chapel, 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel, and I don't think he preached, but at least he told us part of his story one night. One Tuesday night, about 30 years ago.
那有一个人呢，他很久以前，30年前，他来到16的教会的星期二晚上的祷告会，他来，他说他告诉我们一件事儿。
Then again, it might have been 40 years ago. I'm not sure.
也可能是40年前，他不是很清楚。
He said, "I'm from East Germany."
哎，我从西德来的。
He said, there are two German countries right now. There's East Germany and there's West Germany.
他说呢,有两个德国,现在是一个东德,一个西德。
East Germany is under communist rule and strict persecution of all Christians.
东德呢,是在共产党的控制之下,他们一直在迫害所有的基督徒。
West Germany is far more open and Christians have freedom in West Germany.
西德呢是极度的开放，所以呢，那些基督徒在西德有极大的自由。
Then he said, the Christians in East Germany are different from the Christians in West Germany.
然后他说呢，东德的基督徒和西德基督徒不同。
The Christians in East Germany are strong, and the Christians in West Germany are weak.
因为基督徒在东德的基督徒呢非常的强壮强大，在西德的基督徒呢非常的软弱。
And he said, it's obvious to those of us who know both lives, both sides, it's obvious where the strong Christians, the strong churches are. They're not in the West Germany. They're in East Germany under persecution. They're the ones who are strong for God.
其实这样非常明显的是呢，那些在东德的教会他们是非常的，他们为了人，他们是非常强大的。他们比西德的那些教会要强大的多。
Now the Thessalonians were under great persecution, but they were strong.
所以呢，那个帖撒罗尼迦的基督徒呢，他们是在受迫害中，但是他们非常的强大。
They were so strong, Paul boasted about them everywhere he went.
所以呢，他们是如此的坚强，所以使得保罗在任何一个地方都为他们而夸口。
Then he says in verse 5, all this is evidence that God's judgment is right, and as a result, you will be counted worthy of the kingdom of God for which you are suffering.
第五节说，这正是神公义判断的明证，叫你们可算配得神的国，你们就是为这国受苦。
All this is evident. What is evidence?
所以这些都是证据，证据是什么呢？
The evidence is this, that though the persecution was strong, God kept them even stronger. What an amazing and a wonderful thing.
这你的证据呢，就是那些是迫害的基督徒是很坚强的，但是神让他们变得更坚强，这是一个多么奇妙的事。
So one of the great purposes of God is, one of the great evidences of God's strength is that people who are persecuted love him more, not less.
其实神的那个强大的证据之一是什么呢？那些受迫害的基督徒会更爱主。更爱神而不是少爱神。
And many would say this must be real, because the only reason that the persecuted people are going to keep following him is because it's real.
因为这有些人说这可能这必一定是真的，因为那些受迫害的人呢就一直顺服跟随神，所以这个神一定是真的。
Verse 6 says, God is just. He will pay back trouble to those who trouble you.
所以第六节说神既是公义的，他必将患难报应那些患难给你们的人。
That's amazing, isn't it? A lot of people do trouble Christians. They figure they're going to get away with it.
其实这是非常令人惊奇的。很多人呢，他们知道他们去迫害基督徒，他们认为他们不用为此事而负责。
Now tell me, if you were a policeman,
你告诉我，如果你是个警察
，and you saw some boys doing something bad on the street，
你看见有些小男孩在街上干坏事
，you saw the boys beating up on another bad boy on the street，
你看见那些男孩呢，就是打那些街上的另外一些坏男孩
，and then you saw the boys。Beating up on your son who was a good boy on the street.
所以你也看到了那些坏孩子在打你自己的儿子，他是个好男孩。
What do you think the policeman would do?
你认为那个警察会怎么做？
You'd go after the bad boys who were beating up your son, wouldn't you?
所以呢，他有些 打那些打你的儿子的那些孩坏孩子，是不是
？So when I was younger, I used to ask myself a very foolish question, and it went like this.
还很小的时候呢，我问自己是愚蠢问题，是这样的。
If you were going to be a thief, Harold, from whom would you steal?
如果你真的要成为一个小偷，你会去偷谁呢？
Would you want to steal from the policeman's son, or would you want to steal from the bad man's bad son?
因为你想从那个警察的儿子那里偷东西呢？还想从一个坏人的儿子那里偷东西。
I would say to myself, if I were going to steal, I wouldn't want to steal from the policeman's son, because the policeman probably would chase me and catch me and I'd be in real trouble.
现在说呢，如果我偷了，我不会偷那个警察儿子的东西，因为那个警察他会追我，赶上我，抓住我，我会有很大的麻烦。
But then again, if I were to steal,the bad man and the bad man's bad son, I probably wouldn't ever get caught because God would say he deserved it anyway, Harold.
你如果能够坏人的东西呢，我可能永远不会被抓住，因为神说那个坏人活该。
It doesn't mean that my sin wouldn't have been bad.
这个并不意味着我的罪是没有那么糟。
But you got to be careful who you steal from.
但是你必须非常小心从神那里偷东西。
Malachi asks the question. He says, "Will a man rob God?"
所以，马拉基呢问了这样一个问题，说这个人他会从神那里偷东西吗
？You're going to steal. Certainly, don't steal from God. He knows everything.Do you think he's going to sit back, you steal from him, he's going to say, oh, okay. No, no, don't steal from God.
因为如果你这样说，你从神那里偷，神是知道一切的。你认为你偷了神的东西，神会说没事，你偷了我就不管你了。你认为会那样吗？
Verse 6, God is just. He will pay back trouble to those who trouble you.
你这样就说神既是公义的，就必将患难报应那加患难给你们的人。
Don't pick a fight with a Christian. His daddy is going to come and get you.
你不要去跟基督徒斗，因为基督徒的父亲会来抓住你。
But now, when God punishes those who trouble you, what's going to happen to you at that time?
因为这个问题就是呢，当神惩罚那些迫害你的人的时候，你会在哪里呢
？It says, well, verse 7, God will give relief to you who are troubled as well as to us.
第七节说呢，神也必使你们这受患难的人与我们同得平安。
So God has got his eye.On what's happening in the world, and one day he is going to reward all those who trouble or persecute the Christians.
因为神是那样，因为神他看着整个世界发生的事情，有一天呢，他会去奖赏那些为了神而受难的人。
So how's he going to do it?
他怎么做呢？
Well, he might do it the same way he did it in Noah's day. He might send a flood on all of those who've been persecuting the Christians.
他可能也像挪亚的那个时代那么做，他把那个当时呢为所有挪亚家那样做的那样，做在所有的基督徒身上。
He might do it in the same way he did it in the days of Lot in the city of Sodom.
他也可以可能像索多玛的时候神在罗德一家人身上行的是那样子。
Sooner or later, he's going to punish those who punish and don't treat Christians properly. But when he does, what's going to happen to the Christians?
你迟迟早早呢神要去把患难加给那些迫害基督徒的人，所以不要去跟基督徒作对。那那个时候当时的基督徒会是怎么样的？
And verse 7 says, God will give relief to you who are troubled and to us as well.
所以呢，第七节说呢，也必神也必使你们这些患受患难的人与我们同得平安。
And this will happen when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven in blazing fire with his powerful angels.
因为那时主耶稣基督同他有能力的天使从天上在火焰中显现。
What's he talking about?
他在说什么呢?
Well, he's talking about the fact that very soon the Lord is going to come back in judgment upon this whole world. And he's going to judge them with a fiery judgment.
因为我们谈到是这样一个事实。明天的主耶稣基督来呢,他要来审判这整个的世界,他是要在火焰中审判他们。
And when he comes to do that, where's the Christian going to be?
如果主耶稣来做这个的时候,基督徒到哪里呢?
Well, he's going to have gone to heaven in the rapture, that's what.
基督徒呢,那个时候已经在,要会被提的时候去了天堂。
And so the Christian will be up in heaven, terrors and problems on the earth, but the Christian's up in heaven, rejoicing in the goodness of God.
基督徒会在天堂,天堂呢享受和神的良善在一起,但是地球上就会有可怕的事情,可怕的审判。
It's very like the story of Noah and his wife, his three sons and their wives in the ark when the earth was being flooded.
这个跟当时的挪亚和他妻子和他儿子和他儿子的三个妻子在一起,他们在拱起来的时候,他们在方舟里发生的是一样。
They realize what's going on possibly, and they probably have a little meeting. And they say, Lord, we want to thank you for delivering us. We could be there. We could be drowning. We could be screaming. But you have delivered us. You made an ark for our deliverance. Thank you so much for getting us into the ark before the rain came.
因为当时的挪亚一家可能在方舟里有一个祷告会，他们说呢，主啊，我们非常感谢您，我们是可能在那个洪水里被淹死，在那里尖叫的时候，但是您让我们造了一个方舟，您拯救了我们，把我们从那样的审判和死亡中拯救出来，我们非常感恩。Now
I want you to note that the contrast here is the judgment of God coming, but the Christians having rest and comfort when that's going on. There will have been a separation between the two.
所以实际上呢,这个事情是这样的。但是地球上在遭受审判的苦难的时候呢,基督徒在上面呢,有那个安息和喜乐在上面和神在一起。所以这两组人呢,他中间有一个区别。
How would you, if you were a Thessalonian, understand all that?
所以如果你是提索伦家人,你怎么去理解这些?
The answer is you go back and read 1 Thessalonians.
答案是你回去提索伦家前书。
So you'd realize, because of 1 Thessalonians, that the Lord delivers the church, takes them to heaven, and then the judgments fall.
所以在听众人家先生,你读到呢,当时呢,教会被提到天上去了,然后地球上才有审判。Now,
verse 8 says, He will punish those who do not know God and do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ.
八节说要报应那不认识神和那不听从我们主耶稣福音的人。
Two sins they had. Number one, they didn't know God.
因为这两件事,第一件呢,他们不认识神。
Number two, they didn't obey the gospel.
第二呢,他们不听从福音。
How do you get to know God?
怎么认识神呢?
Answer, very simple, you obey the gospel.
答案非常简单,你顺服福音。
And there were people in the days of Noah. And they said, no, we think you're a little bit crazy. You keep on saying that one day it's going to rain, and it's going to rain so much that this great big boat that you've been building in middle Farmer Brown's field, it's going to float. Noah, we think you're crazy. Don't worry about it. Noah, we're having a party tomorrow night. Let's go to the party.
因为实际上当时的人呢，可能跟诺亚说：“诺亚，我认为你疯了。你说你认为在你那个农场的中间建一个方舟，就有一天一直会下雨，下雨，下雨，下雨，下的足够大，把你那个方舟给飘起来了吗？这个永远不发生。我们明天要开一个party，你来参加我们吧。”
And Noah, whom the Bible calls the preacher of righteousness, Noah preached righteousness, and he said, listen, your sins must be judged. They will be judged soon. You must believe me. You must believe the word of God. Come on into this boat.
传道人，他就一直传道，一直传道，说：“你们的罪一定要会受到审判，你们最终一定会受到审判。这个审判马上会要来，你们为什么不来进到我的方舟里和我在一起？”你们。They
said, "No, Noah, don't worry about it."
他们说：“诺亚，诺亚，不要去想这事。”
Finally, one day, God said to Noah, "Noah, you come into the boat," and then God locked the door.
最终有一天呢，神跟挪亚说：“挪亚，你们一家来到方舟里，然后神呢锁了那个门。”
And the people who were on the outside said, "Noah, now we know that you're crazy."
因为当时呢，在那个方舟外的那个人，就跟挪亚说：“挪亚，现在我们知道你疯了。”
Noah went into the boat, and the next morning the sun came up. It was a beautiful day. No wind, no indication of rain. And I think they started to laugh. And they said, can you imagine? Noah's in that stupid boat, and it's hot and stuffy in there with all those animals, and here we are. We're going to have a party tonight.
然后呢，第二天呢，当挪亚他们家进了方舟以后，那些外面人呢，看着第二天太阳照样升起，他们说：“哎呀，挪亚，你这个人现在真的是疯了！啊，这么热的天，根本没有任何迹象下雨，啊，太阳这么好。” 你们待在那么一个热的、拥挤的，还有很多动物在里面的，一个方舟里，你们真是，他们开始嘲笑他，他们自己在开外面狂欢。
The next day was the very same.
他们下第二天呢，跟这差不多。And
the next day was the very same.
再过一天又是差不多。And
that went on for 6 days. Day after day after day after day after day after day, and nothing happened. And the men said, that proves it. Noah was crazy. There's no God.
然后这个时间呢，就一天一天一天一天的重复了，连续的重复了6天。然后那些人说，我们现在知道。 挪亚是疯了，这里根本就没有神。And
the seventh day it started to rain.
今天开始下雨。
And it rained steady for 40 days and 40 nights.
下了40天40夜。
And the clouds of heaven broke down and the fountains of the earth broke up and there was water, 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 water until they were all drowned.
天上的云都破了，地下的地基呢都开了。 然后周围的所有的地方都是水，水，水，水，到处都充满了水。
Verse 6, God is just. He will pay back trouble to those who trouble you.
再回到第六节，神既是公义的，就必将患难报应那加患难给你们的人。
And a lot of people today trouble Christians, maybe even someone even as close as your own family. And they might say, oh, don't worry about it. Everything's going to be okay.
今天很多人呢，他们都把患难交给基督徒，甚至是你周围的家人。他们说你不要为这些事担心，一切都会好的。
And God is just, He must punish sin.
神是公义的，他必须要惩罚罪。
You remember the story of the battle for Jericho, don't you?
你记得在耶利哥的那场战争，记不记得？
And the children of Israel went out to conquer Jericho and they marched all around the city and went home again.
其实当时的以色列人的契机为了去攻打那个耶利哥，他们就绕着那个耶利哥城行军。
I think that day everybody in Jericho was scared silly.
因为我认为那些当时在每一个在耶利哥城的人都被吓傻了。
And the next day they marched around the city. And I think some of the people said, well, maybe it's not so bad after all.
因为第二天呢他们照样围着城寨，有些人说啊可能没那么糟糕。
And the third day they went around the city and went home again. And I think some of them said, you know, that army, they're all just a bunch of cowards. They look at our walls and they look at our men with our spears on the wall and they say, we can't do it. And one of these days they're going to march right around, cross over Jordan and head back home. They can't do it.
因为第三天他们看见以色列人绕着城转了一圈又回去的以后，城里面人说，我认为这些人可能都是懦夫。他们照着我们的城转，看见我们看了以后呢，他们觉得哎呀，我们打不下来。
I think on the sixth day they all had a good laugh and probably a big party that night.
我认为在第六天呢，他们所有的在城里人都会嘲笑他们，然后他们有一个大的狂欢。
And at the end of the seventh day, they were all dead.
在第七天呢，城里人都死了。
What do we know about God?
我们知道神什么呢?
Number one, He's just.
第一，他是公义。
Number two, He's got a schedule.
第二，神有个时间表。
Number three, He's got a very good memory.
第三，神有很好的记忆。
Number four, He keeps His promises.
第四呢，他承守他的应许。
Number five, he often delays his response.
第五呢?
But the two and I have more time to say, Lord, you're right. I'm wrong. I want your forgiveness, please. I want to get into your ark.
因为呢,第五呢,神呢,通常他会延时他的惩罚。他就说呢,给时间让你说,啊,神呢,你对的,我是错的。然后让我们有足够的时间到他的方舟里面去。
You Thessalonians, you got lots of problems. You just hang in there. You keep trusting God. He is going to set it all right. And you're going to be smiling and say, hallelujah.
因为你们这些提多尼家人呢，尽管现在有问题呢，你们就在那里等着，等着，在最终神会纠正一切的，你们会得到安息和安慰的，你们会说哈利路亚。
Verse 9 says, they will be punished with everlasting destruction and shut out from the presence of the Lord and from the majesty of His power.
第九节说他们要受刑罚，就是永远沉沦，离开主的面和他全能的荣光。
Most people like to take a verse like that and pretend it doesn't mean what it says.
很多人呢看这句经文呢他们会说呢，这个经文它并不是那么个意思。
God says it means what it says, all right.
所以神说，我说什么是什么意思，我已经说了。
God says I'm just. If I were not to punish, I would not be a just God. God says I am a just God, and the soul that sins, it must die. The soul that turns to me, it must be forgiven. That's our God.
于是说呢，我是公义的。如果我不实行审判，我就不是公义的。所以那些所有转向我的灵魂呢、生命呢，都必须得救；那些拒绝我的灵魂和生命呢，都必须受到惩罚。
Now we know verse 9 says they will be punished with everlasting destruction.
所以呢， 第九说他们要受永远灭亡的刑罚。
How long is that for?
这有多长时间？
It's a long time. It's not everlasting blessing. That's what you get when you go to heaven. This is everlasting destruction.
所以这是一个非常长的时间。它并不是说是一个永远的祝福，就像你信了以后到天堂，它是一个永远的灭亡。
We have a hard time understanding that because usually when we think of destruction, it's something that's here today and gone tomorrow. But this is a different kind of destruction. It's the kind of destruction that keeps on going and going and going and going.
因为我们通常很难去理解这个。有时候呢，我们知道这个刑法呢，今天受了以后，明天就完了。但是这种刑法呢，灭亡的刑法，它是永远的，一直持续，都不会停下来。
It's interesting, you know, that the devil, like the Lord Jesus Christ, has many names.
因为非常有趣的那个魔鬼就跟主耶稣基督一样，他也有很多名字。
We all were interested to realize a few weeks ago that Prince Philip died. How many names did Prince Philip have?
一些好几个星期之前的那个菲利普亲王死了，那个菲利普亲王他有多少名字呢？
I tried to read them at that time. I couldn't believe all his names. He's Prince Philip. He's the Duke of Edinburgh. He's something Mountbatten. He's this and he's that. And he actually was heir to the throne in 16 different countries.
因为我根本就不可能相信，当我读的时候，那个菲利普亲王的名字，他是菲利普亲王，他是那个什么王子，他是什么那个公爵，但是最让我不能相信的，他是16个国家的王位的继承者。他实际上
He became the husband of the Queen of England, but in his own right, he was a prince of Greece and a prince of Denmark.
因为他那个嫁给了，他娶了那个伊丽莎白女儿以后，成了那个英格兰的亲王，他实际上他也是希腊的王位继亲王，也是那个丹麦的王子。
Now, can you remember the devil's names?
你可以记得魔鬼的名字吗？
One of his names is the devil.
他第一个名字就是魔鬼。
One of his names is Satan.
其中一个名字是撒旦。
One of his names is Apollyon.
一个名字是 Paulia.
And the other of his names I can't remember.
其他名字我记不得了。
Abaddon is the one I wanted. Apollyon and Abaddon. Now the word Apollyon simply means the destroyer.
因为一个Apollyon 和 Abaddon, 但是那个 Apollyon 的那个意思呢，简单的就是摧毁者。
And the word Abaddon means destroyer.
那个Abaddon 的意思呢，就是毁灭者。
That's who he is, the destroyer.
他就是个毁灭者。
What kind of punishment is he going to get?
他会得到什么样的惩罚？
He's going to go to hell, the lake of fire. And he will be punished day and night forever.And those of us who know anything about him saying it's a jolly good thing, he deserves it.
因为他会到地狱里，在火湖里，所以说白天晚上一直永远的持续下去，每天受的惩罚，就是说有一件事是很明显的，他就是活该。
How many countless millions has the devil destroyed? Sorry, Roy.
This fine. You can't keep on.
How many countless millions has the devil destroyed?
Millions. 所以那有多少那个不可数的成百万的人被那个魔鬼摧毁了，这个是不可数的。
It's only proper that he be destroyed that way.
所以呢，对他来说，把他用这种方式摧毁他。对他来说是合适的。
But verse 9 says, the people who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, they'll be punished with everlasting destruction, just like him.
因为实际上呢,第九节说呢,他们不去接受主耶稣福音的人,他们也要受到这永远灭亡的惩罚。
And they'll be shut out from the presence of the Lord.
因为他们不会见神的面。
And from the majesty of his power.
也会离开主的大荣耀。为什么?
Why would that happen? Because they would not obey the gospel.
这个为什么会发生呢? 因为他们不顺服福音。
They didn't have to have that punishment. All they had to do was say, God is right. Jesus is right. The Bible is right. I can't fight that. I am going to believe the Lord Jesus. The grace of God is there. He will forgive.
实际上呢,这些人完全没必要受那些惩罚。他们只要说的说神是对的,主耶稣是对的,那个福音是对的,我要相信主耶稣基督,我要信顺服他,听从他,他们所要做的就是这样。The
sacrifice of the Lord Jesus is complete. He died to complete our salvation almost 2,000 years ago.
主耶稣基督的献祭已经完成了。
All these people had to do was believe the gospel, receive the gospel, say, Jesus, I'm a sinner. I want you to be my savior. I choose to believe you and the message you gave and the death you died on the cross for me.
你对一人所有的呢,他们就是要听从福音,顺从福音,他们要说的是呢,主耶稣,我是个罪人,感谢您救了我,感谢您在以前为我而死了,我相信这个,我所要做的一切就是接受。All
right, verse 10. On the day he comes to be glorified in his holy people and to be marveled at among those who have believed, this includes you because you believe our testimony to you.
就实际说,这正是主降临,要在他圣徒的身上得荣耀,要在一切信的人身上显为稀奇的那日子。
So when the Lord Jesus Christ comes back, he will come back with his saints. And you, if you've trusted the Lord Jesus Christ, and I have, why, we'll come back with him, and all the people on the earth will say, wow. Isn't that amazing? Look at that. God loved them, and I could have been with them. I could have been. I said no. Oh, I wish I'd been with them.
因为主耶稣再来的时候呢,他会和他的所有的圣徒,就像我们一起跟主耶稣一起再来,所以在地球上人,他们会看到,他们说,哇,那个时候呢,他们,我本来是可以和他们在一起,跟主在一起的,但是呢,我当时在地球上,我对他的那个福音说了不。
So the Apostle Paul now is speaking to the Thessalonians, and he's saying to them, listen, this is the great plan. God is going to punish those who trouble you, and therefore what you do, you keep following the Lord, and you encourage others to follow the Lord, because the day of judgment and reward will come.
因为这就是使徒保罗跟听从人家人说的,说尽管你们现在受到迫害,在受苦,但是神总有一天要把惩罚加到那些迫害你们的人身上去,你们所要做的呢,就是 互相鼓励,
those who obey the gospel, they get everlasting glory.
那些听从福音的人呢,得到了永恒的荣耀。Those
who disobey the gospel, who won't have the, I say, I don't want the gospel, they get everlasting destruction.
那些不听从福音的人,他们说,我不想听福音,他们得到了永恒的灭亡的惩罚。
Now Paul says, this is all very, very important. And the fact is that not only do a lot of people not believe it, but a lot of people have reasons, excuse me, reasons or arguments or excuses for saying that they don't believe it.
实际上呢，使徒保罗跟提斯人家的人说呢，这些事情不仅适用于那些不信主的人，而且和那些很多人，他们找到很多借口，他们好像找很多方法去说服自己不信的那样的人，也适用他们身上。So
Paul says, I'm going to write this book of 2 Thessalonians for you to clarify it. I want to make sure that you fully understand what's going to happen when God comes back to judge.
使徒保罗说的，我要写你们这封信，清楚的说明，怕你们不理解，我要给你们解释，让你们完全理解，当神再来的时候，神要怎么去惩罚地球上的人。All
right, I'm going to give you one more verse. I've quoted it to you many times. I'm going to quote it to you again, and it goes like this. It says, because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, therefore, the hearts of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil.
因为我要把这个经文再次读给你们听，因为审判它不是马上就来的，所以那些人呢，他们的内心呢，他就继续的邪恶，继续的犯罪。
Okay, and that simply says that people, just like in Noah's day, when Noah started building the ark, they said, you're crazy. He was still building it probably 100 years later. They said, you're crazy. Because the sentence against the evil work, their evil work, it didn't come immediately. They said, we don't have to trust the Lord. But then when the judgment day came,
too late.因为这个大概跟挪亚时代是非常相似的，因为当时呢，挪亚基政的方式的时候，可能呢花了100多年，这100多年时间，那些人呢，他们继续行恶，继续犯罪，他们并没有及时的受到审判，所以他们认为这个审判不会来，所以一天一天这么接着下去，所以呢，我们不想去向神信神，他们对神说不。
All right, well, these are the very real and serious thoughts that Paul has to pass on to these Thessalonians. Good for us to hear them too.
这是一个真的，也是一个非常严肃的，使徒保罗的想法的告诉了当时的帖撒罗尼迦人，所以对今天的我们来说也是极度实用的。Now,
any questions for finishing off today? If we can't answer them, we can do as we did last week. Come back to the question next week. Who's got a question or a comment?
大家有任何的问题，有任何问题，我们现在因为时间不多了，现在可以提出来。我们下个星期回答，就跟这个星期一样。谁有问题？
All right, well, next week now, we're going to carry this theme on. The apostle is going to develop it in various ways to make sure that we understand it. Don't be alarmed if you don't understand it all. It's not that easy to understand, but God is gracious. He will help us. If you've got a question, let me know. I will try to answer it too.
因为这个是下个星期呢，我们会继续按照这个主题往下学，所以呢，这个问题呢，现在这里面讲到的并不是那么容易懂的。如果你有什么地方不懂呢，不要感到灰心，因为神会帮助我们去理解的。你继续去读，然后呢，现在有什么问题啊，仍然是可以提出来。
All right, well, thanks to you all today. The message is wonderful. And that message is, trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. We get to go to heaven, and all the punishment is over. All we get are the rewards of God, not because we deserve it, but because Jesus died for for sinners like me.
因为实际上呢，这个呢，所有的信息都是非常奇妙的。我们所有的人最终我们都会去天堂。我们去天堂呢，并不是因为我们配的，是因为主耶稣基督为我而死了，所以我才得到那样的永恒的荣耀。
All right, let's have a word of prayer, and we'll thank the Lord for his goodness, and we'll look forward to seeing you next week.
用我们的祷告，我们非常感谢大家，我希望下个星期见到大家。
Lord, this message today is very, very serious and very important, but Lord, we understand why.
因为主啊，今天这个信息是非常严肃的，也非常重要的。我们知道为什么。If
God is going to be just, he must correct for all the sins that the world has committed, for all the bad things they've done. He must set it right.
因为如果神要去世界审判，他必须审判世界上所有的犯的所有的罪，他必须去把那些事情都给纠正。
But we're thankful for his love and mercy that says you don't have to be punished too. All you have to do is believe that Jesus died on the cross for your sin so that you can have eternal life.
所以主啊，我们非常感恩是基督您的爱和基督您的怜悯，说你们本根本就没必要去担心这个，你没有必要去受这些惩罚。所有你要做的事。
And so each of us would say, thank you, Lord Jesus, for dying for me.
我们每一个人都会说，感谢主耶稣基督为我而死。
And we would say, and help me, Lord, to believe you more and to live for you more.
我们也要说呢，让我们更多的去相信你，让我们活出来更多的像你。
And we ask this now in Jesus' name.
我们祈求这些奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. The children's meeting.